Good morning. It's your boy DJ Fabtator back in it with your morning coffee with DJ Fabtator. What's going on? Everybody doing good? Hope everybody have a great week. We have times and days are not normal. So we'll just say unique week coming up. You had Juneteenth that was just celebrated, and more history of the Juneteenth was giving out to people so people understand what Juneteenth was more about. You also have 4th of July coming up. You know, so you almost have 4th of July and Juneteenth and some people's eyes are the same thing, and other people's eyes are not, they're slightly different. Okay, so let's talk a little history about the Juneteenth and 4th of July, and we'll go a little bit deeper with it, okay? But first of all, I want to say, keep motivated. How you keep motivated is when you stay on top of everything that happens to you, and you think of the positive first, negative last. It's very easy for us to always state out something negative. It's a lot easier for people to put negative energy. It's more easier because when we are in a situation or in a state of mind of things ain't going our way, it's very easy to talk about the negativities of what we can't do, what we're not told to do. It's almost like the norm to be negative first before you want to be positive. So let's try to help change that narrative by addressing the positives of every scenario and every situation that happens to you. You know, we always have plans, we have ideas of how we want something to happen and get accomplished and get done. And we have to be mindful that because it did not fulfill our vision, it's not negative. All right? So, you know, if you believe in God, if you don't, if you believe in something else or whatever higher power entity, it's clear to say that it was, and they already it's already been written, the path or the thing you're about to do. And their plan, a lot of times, all the time, is always better than your plan and your eye and your vision. So with that being said is, due to it does not fit the imagery that you have set forth, but it still accomplishes the mission that you wanted to accomplish, you have to be mindful of that. It's very quick for us to drop the energy, say something negative because of the vision, and not sit back and think about the impact that you wanted to do. If you wanted to sell things, and in your mind, oh, I had a nice product, I'm gonna sell 1,000 things at one time, and you put the product out, and you only end up selling 5 items. That's a successful sale of 5 items. It's not failure at all. Now, the conflict that you're having right now is between the vision that you see in your mind and the vision that you see moving forward, but you have to realize your vision is last because your impact is first. Once again, I'm saying again, your vision is last, your impact is first, because your impact happened already. You had a successful sale of a product, so you're winning. So that is a positive energy, so you should be happy about it. Now, if you're trying to do the vision game, and this is how you get messed up in the vision game, is you're looking and you're comparing it to the next person's pattern or the next person's sale instead of worrying about you, because at the end of the day, you're not going against nobody else. You're only going against yourself. And so far, your eyes is telling you, oh, this company sold 500,000. This person sold 600,000. This person sold nothing. And not even paying attention to the success that you did by selling 5, because who said you was promised to sell 1? 1 sale is a success in your business period, point blank period. 1 billion people in the world, out of 1 billion people so far, and it didn't reach all 1 billion people in this world, it's trillions of people in the world. You reached, let's say, 100,000 people, 5 out of 100,000 that's seen it. Just using this as an equation right here. 5 out of 100,000 seen it. So if you think if 200,000 was pushed out and seen it, that's 10 things you sold. So for every 100,000 you sold 5 and you got 2 trillion, look how much you sold. I want you to do the math for yourself in that equation. For every 100,000 people that sold, you sell 5. And every people see your product. So that's success. But we always look at the I first, our I test, our I success, and don't realize the impact we're making. Our impact is what is success. in anything you do. And even as a DJ, you come out there and you do an event, right? And only two or three people showed up at this event. Four people showed up at the event. You know that's actually a successful event. Because you had people actually show out, spend time out with you, and gave you money to your event. Now, true, you compare it to IG or Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, the eye test, you're failing, your confidence went down, now you're so negative about everything. But if you sit there and you think about it, your impact was done because the 5-2 people had the best time ever. So you already know you got 5-2 people already in your pocket, so the next time you do another event, that's 5-2 people that are going to bring somebody else now. That may double that number to 6-7. So don't look at the eye test, but look at your impact at first. Because your numbers will grow. You are being successful. And every day you are successful. So let's change that narrative and not look at the eye test for success, but look at the impact success. Once you start realizing that and flipping the mind and the vision for it, you'll see the success will be very promising for you. All right? So that's DJ Fat Potato. That's to stay on your positive note of the day. So let's go on to U.S. history that is not really taught in school. Colleges are only in books only, because I read this on books and some of my professors did point me in the right direction. All right, so let's do a little history comeback. Let's do a little history. Let's go deep into it and really get something that all minorities, not even say minorities, all blacks and whites need to know the truth about certain things. So you have a better understanding what's really going on right now in society. So these are some key points that I feel that are very important and they need to be spoken about and need to be talked about more so that you can understand the game that is being ran at this time in society. All right, let's talk about one. Now, back history. Most people who've came to America, Europeans who've came to America, were every one of them, or two things happened to them. They were shunned out the Catholic Church, or they was banished. So their family name did something, they owed money, run away, whatever you name it, came to America. All right? So let's get that in. Let's get that. That's facts. Those are in books. Those are writing. If you don't, then you can go cite it for yourself and realize your own self. A lot of people were shunned out of the churches. They was casted out. They was abolished from their native land and everything when they first came to America. Now, what was happening was, fast forward time, they already got slavery going on, whole nine. So you have a lot of more people making this a money thing, a money situation. You know, you cast me out here, but I found out that I can make money on this trade here and jump into trades. The trade system going on from spices to tobacco to cotton and different things. We're going back and forth from England, Germany, Italy, all kinds of stuff. So Scotland, Ireland, so you're going back into trade. So the trade is going on. Now, remember, like any other business, you need startup money. A lot of times, these people who came to America needed startup money. So, for all my young people out there, I'm going to break it down into language you understand. Everybody has a plug coming here, right? So, somebody gave you ships, gave you money, gave you crew to go get slaves to come to America so they can go ahead and make a profit and you can send back the money that they vested into you. So, if they gave you a pack... For the ones who understand the street lingo, I gave you a package. You broke this package down to triple my value and you get my money back and then you get to keep some so you can re-up with me again so we can go ahead and keep making this money. For the ones who are not in the street, in other words, I'm investing into your company or investing into your goal and I want my 5% back. Okay, so just to break that down. So the Boston Tea Party. Everybody knows the Boston Tea Party. You're here in school and it's talking about tax this, tax that. Oh, they took the teas and threw it over the ship. We're not paying taxes. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Boston Tea Party was. I'm going to break it back down to you guys in two different segments real quick. The first segment is the Boston Tea Party was running off on your plug. You understand me? Somebody gave you some money and you're supposed to pay back your dividends. which you didn't. You took the money, you took their goods and ran off on it. Ran off with the money you're making. So let me break it down to another term so you can understand for those who don't understand that lingo. You're making money, you owe me your 5% on everything that you have made due to I still own the ships and the people that are working for you. So where is my 5% on return investing into your company? So that was, the Boss Tea Party was not a, was more deeper than taxes, because it was taxes. But the taxes was that 5% that they invested into you, or your plug giving you all this money up front for you to make it to give it back. So what they did was like, we're not paying you at all. Come get it if you want it. Right? So that is another situation of the Boston Tea Party was not about tea. It was about not paying back those who invested into your company for Americans. Not to pay back what's owed to the UK, Italy, and everything else of the money that they invested in, and the kings and queens who invested money for them to be part of the trade and was asking for the money back. Oh, your taxes got too high. No, you're behind on pavement. We have to move with the taxes because you owe us money. You're not paying us back what you want to. You're always saying, the ship sunk at sea, or I had a bad bunch of slaves who got hurt on the voyage here, or they got very sick, or we thought we had some good slaves here and they were too old, they wasn't young enough, they couldn't produce, whatever the situation was, that you could not keep making this money that we know is being made, but you're not paying us back or paying us our interest that we need to keep funding you. The Boston Tea Party was the United States saying, we're not paying you jack back for all the colonists who came here who are not paying back, okay? So that's the Boston Tea Party. You got to know that history. Pay attention to that, right? Not paying back what we owe. The Civil War. Now, Civil War is the same scenario, but a slightly different thing, okay? At this time of the Civil War, most people don't realize that the North and South were both same scenarios. The North were more factory-ran businesses. Down South was like, hey, we have slaves for a fraction of the price, and we're making more money with tobacco sales and everything else. The South and the North were not on the same page. But in business sense, it's called bottleneck effect. So with slavery going on was that the Southerners were having the reign on the market. And the North wanted to be part of the reign of the South. Because the South was winning. You cannot beat the South. The South had a product of business going bananas. They were spending, for example, give you numbers. This is just a reference number. Just put out there for you to get an idea of what I'm saying. The South were paying $25 for about 20 slaves. But they're making over $100,000 per sale. So the cost was minimum and the income was high. Making money. Just the South was making money. Richer than the North. Once again, I'm going to say this again. Richer than the North. Making money was just cleaning because they was getting more production for less of the cost. Now up North was a little bit opposite. They had mass production factories, but the problem was they needed workers. Now, all the workers was coming through the South up. And due to slavery, the South was like, why would I give you my slaves for free? Why would I sell you my slaves who are making me more money than to sell to you up North when I know I make more money in the long run? It doesn't make sense. But as the South by itself, they seen themselves as their own continent in that time frame. You got to understand that the South seen themselves as a continent of themselves, you know? So they were themselves. The North was by themselves too. But the North was like, for us to prosper in the long run, we need to let go of slavery. So let's spin it around. So just with that telling you that, just waking you up with that knowledge of mind frame to understand the economical times of running off on the plug, not paying back your investors, the country as a whole would have died off if slavery stayed continued due to economical terms of the time. So, in other words, you spin around, say that the Southerners stayed in slavery, kept making money that they did, and became a continent by itself. We would be like any other continent in the United States, where we don't have states, you have countries inside of a continent. You have country by country by country by country. Because that's what you have in other continents outside of the United States. Not every state has states. You have continents on top of continents on top of on this mass island that you can say is a continent. So with that being said, you realize that the Northerners wanted to release slaves for their gain of getting more workers. Right? So think about that. Pay attention to what I just said. The Northerners wanted slavery to be gone, not to free somebody to say that's unjust. It was for a business move as a whole. Because over a little while, the bottleneck effect would have kicked in from the South, from the North. The bottleneck of the South would have been like, we ran this business too. It can't run no more. And then the North would have already been bankrupt, ran out of money, and been owned by a lot more people because they would have came over and got this land. So, when you think about it, Juneteenth was celebration of slavery into another stage of slavery. That's crazy. But you have to understand that mentality. All right? And reason why you have to understand this mentality is because remember, as African Americans in the United States, we built the United States on our back. And what happens is, education in school does not want to teach you the true credibility of how intelligent African Americans are, Latinos are, any nationality comes here are to be, is because we were the builders, we were the engineers, we were everything. So, you have to understand that. So, when the Northerners wanted to release slaves to get back slavery so they can keep their factories going, you had the normal average workers knowing that these guys come from down south by the groves, 10, 20, are way more skilled workers than you working now. So, it made like a vacuum effect. So slavery was, oh, you're not a slave no more, but at the same time, I can't let you take my job away because I'm surviving as a colonist here and knowing that you are better at my job than I am. See, people don't talk about that. That is true history of the United States. And with Juneteenth and 4th of July coming here, you have two different things going on. You have 4th of July, independency for running off on the plug, for not paying back all these markers and monies that these kings and queens have gave you to come to this land to prosper off of their dime. Run off the plug. So 4th of July, Independence Day, is to run off on the plug, because that's what happened. We're not paying you nothing no more ever again. Kiss our butt where the sun don't shine for one part of the party. Our part of Juneteenth was to release slavery, to be back into slavery in a different mindset, because it was all about financial gain in the long run and not the short span. So I encourage everybody, to information I provide out to you, to read up, research it yourself, to go deeper into the game, because you realize what society is going through now, it's the same thing. Now, Martin Luther King died because he had a speech that talked about how unity comes together with the colonists of middle class and slavery and free slaves. And when I say free slaves, I'm talking about the Asians. I'm talking about the Latinos. I'm talking about blacks too. I'm talking about all of us who have got to this continent not by choice, but as a tool. We come together and realize that the game was ran on them too, because The North knew that they would put a lot of people out of jobs in the first place. And now, spin by 10 times forward, you have to realize they're doing the same thing, but then sending these jobs overseas. For a lot of these corporations, and these corporations are going to these small factories, these jobs overseas, putting out the middleman that are calling this from the previous generation. You have these unions trying to keep people's jobs the whole nine because you got to think of the skilled labor. They went to the cheaper labor first now, so now it's putting you out the pocket. You're in the same boat as us now. Now, but we can keep a job and maintain a job. We know how to survive during depression. And a lot of y'all don't even know what depression is, but we work together. We can conquer and take back this nation as a whole to reinvent it for everybody to be on the same playing field. That's just my opinion. But like I said, I encourage you guys to go ahead and research everything I talked about. Read into the Boston Tea Party. Research deeper into the Civil War and understand the reason why for the Civil War. Understand the reason why of free slavery. Not just research and say why it happened. Understand why economically, why did it happen? Because everything happens over the dollar. We don't go to war for free. I'm going to say one more time. We don't go to war for free. And we don't fight for free neither. Everything is about the buck and the money. Pay attention to the money. You'll pay attention to what's going on. So this is DJ Fat Page with the U.S. History Report. And confidence in being the best you can be in this society, in this world. But I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Like I said, I'm back on this game now, so I'm going to be on a little bit better. But this is your morning call from DJ Pat. Start all over again. This is your morning coffin with DJ Fat Potato, raw and uncut. I will never edit my stuff because I want you to feel genuine. I want you to feel me understanding and get the positive energy that I have to educate those who do not know of or ask a question why, or it connects the puzzle that was missing in your picture and understanding why we are in society as we are now. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying out there. Keep making a change to all my youth, because this is your time. We lived our time, and this is your time to keep making that choice for positive. But you need to understand your history so you can make the smart move, so you can think first, act second. But more information that you have and more information that you gather is better decision you make that will make the better impact. And that is always positive, and happiness is impact, not by sight. All right, I'll at y'all later. Peace.